Talk to me, no matter what you feel, it'll all be alright. Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. Thank you very much for reaching my podcast. As always, we start off with that song I wrote many years ago. And once again, if I don't do it at the beginning of the podcast, I'll forget and not do it later in the podcast. So I would like to thank our sponsor, Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Sometimes you meet someone that's better than you thought they were. So thank you to that sponsor. Always good to get your first sponsor into the bank. Anyway, so we're heading into November. The election day is over. Little side note, there was supposed to be a red wave on election day. It never happened. I did want to point out that, you know, if you're doing anything in the ocean, you know, you're out and about in the ocean, a red wave is a bad thing, right? Red algae kills everything in the water around it. It's not a little bad. It's a lot bad, right? Red algae is a bad, bad thing. So, you know, as you kind of look at this reality of a red wave or not a red wave, you know, it's kind of interesting that one never came about. One never happened. Not sure exactly what that means. Also interesting to note that no states ratified a complete abortion ban. Several have, you know, very restrictive iterations of abortions, but no state had a statewide election that ratified basically the entire process. So, you know, good news. There was some hope from a liberal side that things were going to at least stay somewhat stable. It's going to be interesting because I suspect that there's another shoe to drop on the former president's side that may be significant. We'll have to see. That's coming. I don't think it's guaranteed. I just think it's going to happen, that something will happen. Either they're going to have to announce that they're done investigating him and they found no wrongdoing, or they're going to have to charge him with something. Because at this point, you know, we can't continue to have him, constantly being examined. Unless he really is doing that many things wrong. If he's doing that many things wrong, then, you know, keep examining him, keep looking at him, and, you know, eventually we'll catch him doing it, right? Let's see, what else? We're kind of heading into the fall, into the November time period. The weather started getting cold, and of course our last tree decided to dump all of its leaves in about 4 days. Literally 4 days. One of the twins went out, literally raked the whole yard, got all the leaves picked up, like 20 garbage bags, and both of our yard waste cans completely full to the brim. And then 4 days later, the tree dropped all of its leaves, and they had to go back out. I got the lawnmower repaired. Lawnmower wasn't working the first time. Normally, what we do is put the bag on the mower and then mow the leaves up. It's a really quick and effective way. My dad taught that to me years ago. Works really well. Fast way to rake leaves. But in this particular case, we did not have the opportunity because the mower wasn't working. So I got the mower working, we were able to mow up the leaves the second time, which took about 20 minutes versus the 3.5 hours that the first time of raking all those leaves took. So the good news is there's no leaves in the yard. Most of our neighbors have most of their leaves gone. So I don't think they're going to, you know, I don't think a massive number are going to blow back into the yard. And the great vast majority of the leaves are off the tree in the yard. The two biggest trees are completely barren. So the good news is, you know, welcome to winter. The leaves are gone. Things being what they are. It's always interesting when winter arrives. Anyway, basketball season, college basketball season has started. You know, for those who've listened for years, I'm a massive IU basketball fan. Watched IU play both games. One was streaming. The other was recorded on the Big Ten Network. I have to say I really enjoyed watching the team play. The interesting group of athletes, but also the first group of athletes I've seen IU field as a basketball team for a long time that are just, they're as good as everybody else. They may not be better, and they may struggle in quite a few games this year, but they are definitely better and stronger than they used to be. So the good news is, you know, things have improved. Things have gotten better. Let's see. Next week's a short work week, right? Because we have Thanksgiving coming up, which will be interesting. never. Well, I love Thanksgiving, but you know, it's always harder as your kids get older to have Thanksgiving because ultimately they have other things to do, and it's going to be an odd one this year. And that I think we have some of the family will be here and some will not. So, you know, it's one of those things where you gotta do what you gotta do. And so I think we'll have the Thanksgiving meal, as best we can. Let's see what else is going on. Really, not much else. I've been talking to a couple friends who are struggling right now. I've been warning people that, look, the volatility within Bitcoin is there for a reason. It, like many other fiat standards, is realistically a scarcity-driven opportunity. But unlike gold and silver, it ultimately has no real value. It is driven by scarcity, and so therefore it's risky. And as most people have noted who bought Bitcoin, and the many that I told, hey, you probably got to get out of that market, the market has, tanked. And, look, it's always going to have some value. Although the argument that I have right now is that, look, realistically, governments are going to get involved in Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. The reason they're going to get involved is that people are moving money into it, and they're moving money into it with the intent of not paying taxes. And what's going to happen is the government's going to start taking a look at that. They're going to start saying, oh, yeah, no, we don't like that. No, that's not going to work for us. So we're going to go ahead and figure out a way to tax it. And then they'll start taxing, crypto withdrawals, and they'll start pounding on that. It is what it is. We have to deal with the reality of the world we are in. That's life. Anyway, my name is Scott Anderson. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your pre-Thanksgiving week.